Now, were you involved with the Army for the Common Good at the same time as you were involved in the unemployed organization?
More or less, yes. More or less, I was involved with the two, yeah.
Was there any direct relationship between the
two? No, very little. Very little. There was some of us were involved with the two, but there wasn't that much relationship between the two. You might say the Common Good was had their designs more on a on productive than they were on demonstrating their strength, which they might have been done better if had they gone out and showed their strength as an organization instead of just a little nucleus of who was in it to go out and work on the gardens, because they were always complaining they didn't have enough help and this is that, and they'd have to get some of their family to go out and help them and maybe their friends, and this is the way they did it, you see, it was from friend to friend, and this is how the Common Good got going, really, because then the education of the co-op system, the cooperative system, was very vague in them days. People didn't understand it, and you didn't understand it too much. All you knew that if we grew our own vegetables and we got so much loo for which was our money, as loo was a dollar.
Can you explain why it was called loo?
Was to keep it away from the dollar, you know. It was just a matter of us having something to exchange for your labor. Like you worked in the gardens, you got so much loo per day for doing it, or for so many hours you put in, you got so much loo. Well, then you could go and buy your vegetables back with your loo. it was one way of educating people that your power of work was worth so much of what your own labor was, you see. You were producing it and you were also
buying it,
you see, and this is the way it works. And from producer to consumer, and sometimes you were the producer and the consumer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In lots of cases we were, and then we had our wood cutting crews down in the Burn Road there. It was quite a, well, there was two, a man and myself and another fellow, Willard Stewart. He had done a little logging in his day, and I knew a little bit about it myself. We were staying right down the river there, and we used to work with the crews cutting cottonwood and alder. And they cut, I don't know how many cords of that down there, and of course every member of the co-op would get allotted their, of course, their wood for the winter, and you got your credit for doing your work, and you worked around that way. So if you wanted vegetables or wanted your tobacco at the co-op store, you went and got your tobacco with your loo, and this was the thing. You didn't need any actual cash. It was just a matter of, instead of giving you a receipt for your money, they gave you this loo, you see, that you had to go to the office of the, which was in the back of the store, of course, to get it.
When did the store start?
The store started in 32, but just what the date is in 32, I can't say. That's where I say that Reg Robertson quite likely got it, or I know Attorney Phillips is dead, but I think Reg is the only one left now that would have it.
He doesn't have anything, apparently.
Is that right?
Yeah, except his memories.
He's got nothing in, no...
Nothing in writing.
No. Well, that's funny. Have you talked to him?
Someone else did.
Oh. You mean he couldn't tell you what happened down at the Edmund Street store and all that?
Well, I think he can tell what happened. He just doesn't have any records.
Oh. Well, that's odd. Because, of course, most of them are dead now. Al Bingham, I guess, is one of the oldest ones. I don't know who's here. You see, Attorney Phillips was the one that knew all the score on it. D.G. McDonald, he was the president of it.
The gardens, did they start before the store opened? Or about the same time?
It all started about the same time because they wanted some place to, you know, like, the gardens must have started early in the spring and the store come into being in the summer.
Right.
This is what it would be in 1932.
So about July.
See, June, they had it open in June, I'm sure, because I was traveling down the river about June, I think.
So the projects that the Common Good people were doing, they were cutting wood, they were growing
their own
food for the garden.
Yeah, and they were getting their own fruit from the orchards that were, there was lots of orchards that were used, that people didn't even know what to do with their fruit, so they were bringing their fruit and bringing it up there, and they getting nothing. Actually, we're leaving it on speculation. If they got something for it, they got something for it. If somebody paid cash for it, they might get a penny a pound or something for it, and they might not. And, if they sold it, okay, and if it was bought for by the co-op boys or the Roo, well, there wasn't much they could do about it. You know, it was still actually figured in dollars and cents, but there was no actual dollars and cents exchange hands. But